All right, continuing along with the larger sugya of Birchas Kohanim, there are really so many subtopics that we can do. We have to decide what we're doing, what we won't do. We have a couple more shiurim to go. I thought we would use today a number of halachas that fit under one umbrella. And what I mean by that is there is a notion of avoda and the Siyas Gapayim as being somewhat linked. Avoda is avoda beis hamikdash, of course, and there are certain halachas as far as when a Kohen is disqualified from doing Avodah. And the question is how much of that carries over to Birchas Kohanim. Yesterday we discussed the Isser Bazar, who is not allowed to Duchin, and the extent of the Isser we saw from the Gemara Ksuvos is called an Isser Aseh. Exactly how to explain that is a whole machlokes, but certainly it's not the Chomer HaIsser of what we know with Bazar doing Avodah. The halacha of a Baal Mum, we'll see today in the Gemara, that a Baal Mum can't do Avodah Beis HaMikdash. There's a whole list of Mumin mentioned in the Mishnah and the Choros that doesn't automatically carry over to Birchas Kohanim. There is a halacha of Mumin, a specific type of Mumin, that disqualified. We mentioned yesterday from the Mishnah and the Gilch of Dalit, that has to do with the possibility of people staring at the hands of the Kohen, and the problem being either, as Rashi has it, that will affect their eyesight. Tosis learns that it has to do with Hesach Hadas, Bigvulin. It's not based on the Gemara Chagiga, that's the Beis HaMikdash. But these are specific inyanim of, because it's going to create an issue of looking at the Kohanim. The Gemara goes on to say if a person's mum is known, they're dash bi'iro, they're recognized. When you see the Sugya Megillah, but the Gemara discusses dash bi'iro, doesn't have a problem. So obviously, the issue of a Baal Mum per se doesn't carry over. But there are inyanim that do seem to carry over from Avodah to Birchas Kohanim, and that's what we'll try to focus on today and the basis of that. Now, I gave the heading of the shiur, L'shar Sovarech Bishmo, and that's a Lashon HaPasuk that you find in Parshas Ekev. We mentioned this the first shiur when we asked what are some of the references of Birchas Kohanim in the Chumash. The Pasuk tells us that at that time, this is in the wake of Chet HaEgel, Hashem designated Shevet Levi to have the responsibility of bearing the Aron. We know that B'nai Kohas would carry the Aron. And the Doros is a homachokis, the Ramban and Rambam, exactly if it's the Kohanim or it's still the Levium. Either way, this is a halach of Shevet HaLevi that carries the Aron, but it continues in the Pasuk and says, Lamod lifnei Hashem l'shar. So this certainly refers to the Kohanim. The Kohanim are going to serve Bis HaMikdash, and we know that they have to stand. They're not allowed to do Avodah B'Yeshiva. We'll see that in a little bit as well. Ulevarech bishmo. So here you have the three words juxtaposed. Lisharso, which is Avodah Beis HaMikdash. Ulevarech bishmo, which of course means, as Rashi points out on the Pasuk, the inyan of Birchas Kohanim, as it says, v'samweth shemiya b'nei Yisrael, that they shall bless with my name. So this is the one Pasuk. There's another Pasuk that has a similar connection with these words, the same expression, Lisharso Baruch bishmo, and Parshas Shoftim. Connection to the Indian of Egla Rufa, Lamud Pnei Hashem L'Sharso, or I should say, I'm sorry, L'Sharso Uvarach B'Shem Hashem, Kivam Bachar Hashem Alkecha, L'Sharso Uvarach B'Shem Hashem. So again, this Indian of Bracha B'Shem Hashem and L'Sharso. Okay, so let's discuss a little bit about this Indian of Avoda versus Birchas Kohanim in terms of what halachis does it carry over, that we compare Birchas Kohanim to Avodah and the parameters being similar to Avodah, and we'll see some of the inyanim in halacha that this plays out regarding. The Gemara and Sota, these are all the main sugyas of Birchas Kohanim, has a number of braises that darshan in halachas of Birchas Kohanim. One of the braises states the following, Tanya Idach, Kol Tevarchu, says the Pasuk, Kol Tevarchu, how shall you do it? Says the braise Ba'amida, that the halacha is that Kohanim have to stand, they can't do Birchas Kohanim, the yeshiva. Ata Omer Ba'amida, wait, that would be a few b'yeshiva. How do you know? Challenge, the Brisa challenges, maybe it's b'yeshiva. Nemar kan, kol tevarchu. V'nemar lahalon, there's another pasuk that says, Ega yamdu levarech. This is referring to Hagrizim Harevo, that they used to have the Levim go up to the two mountains, as we know, Pashas Kisavo, and the Lashon there is yamdu levarech esa'am, that there was a series of brachas that were given, and then there were also the arurim, the klolos. So just like there it says, Ya'amdu, in connection to Levarech, Ma'lahalan Ba'amida, Avkan Ba'amida. So we learn out from the Hekish, or Xereshav, I should say, that the Kol Tevarechu is also Ba'amida. This is one marker. Rav Nassan has another source. Rav Nassan Amar Ein Tzarech, you don't need the Gzeira Shava. I'll tell you how I know Birchas Kohanim is only by Amida Dafka. Harehu Omer, it says in the Pasuk in Ekev, L'shar So Uvarech Bishmo. So there's a hekesh between, this is a hekesh, between Avoda Beis Hamikdash and Birchas Kohanim. Ma Mishares Ba'amida, Af Mivarech Ba'amida. Now, how do we know Gufa by Avoda, Mishares Gufa Minola? And we have another Pasuk, Lamod Mishares, Pasuk Pashas Shoftim, I believe, Lamod Mishares. So you know Avoda has to be Ba'amida, and now we have the hekesh to Birchas Kohanim. So we have two Makoros here in the Braisa, that Kos Varech Hu is Ba'amida. The second Makor is working with the Pasuk of Mishares Varech Bishmo. So here we have one halacha that equates Birchas Kohanim to Avoda in terms of disqualifying Choritz Ma'akev, B'diyeved, B'pashtik. We'll see going through various halachas of Birchas Kohanim. Tosis is going to talk about this. Tosis says the following. Take a look right away. We have the sources that flow from one to the other. V'nira l'ri, Kohen she'berach Birchas Kohanim b'yeshiva l'asav lo kum. It's not just the din l'chatchila. B'diyeved, it's not, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Since we're saying that we're equating Birchas Kohanim to Avoda, the Gabi Sheiros, we have a Mefurish Mishnah in Zvach in Perek Beis. Yoshe Mechal Avoda. It's not a good Avoda, it's Mechal Avoda. And therefore, when it comes to this, so if you would do Birchas Kohanim be Yeshiva, it would not count for the mitzvah, yes, we do. So we have one halacha clear. The second marker is connecting it to Avoda, and Tosus therefore extrapolates that it's Ma'akev, but Pashtus is Ma'akev according to both Tanayim. Even the one who learns out from the Gzeira Shava, L'chore, it should be a din that's Ma'akev as well. Now, we have a very important Gemara in Tainus, Chavav and Beis, on Tachav Zayin and Aleph, that's going to bring in another Inyan, but here it's going to be more nuanced. When we speak about this connection between Birchas Kohanim and Birchas Kohanim and Avoda, so we're going to discuss the following inyanim. It's a little bit hagdama here before we read the Gemara. So how does it get into Tainus? We have the Mishnah there that we mentioned once before, earlier Shiurim, about the different tefillos that the Kohanim would duchen. We know Beis Hamikdash is a machokes, whether they would duchen once a day or multiple times a day, Tosus and the Rambam. But when it comes to tefillo, we know that they would duchen Musaf, you could duchen the ilo, you could duchen as many as four times a day. Shabbos, on a tainus, would be called mincha. And the question is, on a typical day, not a tainus, so we wouldn't have duchening at mincha. The Chachamim wanted you to duchen various times of the day, but not mincha. They took that away. Why? Because typically, a person would have eaten their midday meal, and then a daven mincha. And the halacha is that a kohen who drinks a revius of yayin is not allowed to duchen. And therefore, the Chachamim, out of the concern that this Kohen might have had yayin as part of the beverage of choice that was common then, the Chachamim said no duchening at mincha. So the question is, where do we know that a shikor, someone who, again, now he's using the word shikor in a sense of drunk, but really it's just drinking a revius yayin, is already a disqualification for Birchas Kohanim. Now, before I read the Gemara, from the end of the Amud, Chaf of Aveis, let me already mention a Rashi that's earlier, because it's interesting. What you read from this Gemara, you would not necessarily have the full picture that Rashi presents earlier. So you don't have the Gemara Tainus, unless you have from the packet of the Mamre Komos, maybe you do have it. But there's a Rashi, it says the following, Dibar Maschil, Chaf of Aveis, Kol Yom Amai. Kol Yoma my time of Parshi Kahani Yadayo B'Mincha. The Gemara has that question. Why is it that on a typical day, not a Tainus, there's no duchening at Mincha? It says Rashi as follows. The Kol Yoma Shchicha Be'Shikrus. On a regular day, it's common that people could have become drunk. Shikvas So'ad, they already had their meal. V'Zimnin D'Mashcha Sudase U'Mishtaker. The meal drags on and they can get drunk. Uparish yadei bahadi chamre, and they do their duchening, they're spreading out their hands in siyas kapayim, still under the influence of the wine. Now here's what we want from the Rashi: the kohen shasui yayin asa lisas kapa. So Rashi gives us already the answer to why a kohen cannot drink cannot swear, cannot duchen if he drink wine, if he drank wine. Kohen shasli yayin asli says kapav shenema. It says in Pasha Shemini, yayin v'shechar al teish bevoachem. Says that right after the Misa of Nadav and Aviyu, so Hashem gave this mitzvah, El Aaron, that Kohanim cannot have Yayin v'shechar when they're going to do Avoda. Rashi continues, Unesiyas kapayim me'ein Avoda kidr kamon. So Rashi gives us a heads up to what's coming at the bottom of the Amud. Rashi tells us another halacha of Birchas Kohanim being parallel to Avoda, in that, just as by Avoda, there's an Isser of Yayin v'shechar al teish bevoachem elol moed l'sharei, so too by Nesiyas kapayim. Now here we're going to have to think about, as we read on in the Gemara, the different degrees that we have within that Isser. There's an inyan of an Isser, that you can't do Avoda if you had Usiyah v'yis Yayin, but there are certain parameters, when that means, how you drink it, but there's an Isser, there's also a Chiyav Misa, lo yamusu. And there may be differences. When is there a Chiyav Misa? When is there just an Isser without a Chiyav Misa? What is it that we transfer over to Birchas Kohanim? And this could be Nogia, a number of halachas. We already mentioned it now, but we'll get there soon inside. Lumasho Shar Meshakrin. Shar Meshakrin meaning alcohol, but not wine. So it could be that there's an Isser there, but not a Chiyav Misa. So does that carry over to Birchas Kohanim? So let's see. We see the Taz on this. But now, now that we read the Rashi, let's read the Gemara and the Hemshach of the Amud, which is going to bring in a couple of things in connection with each other, and a very interesting, at least the Girsa and the Gemara that we have, which is a little bit debated, regarding the nature of this Hekish that we've seen so far from the Gemara in Sota as a Dabar Pashut, that you equate Birchas Kohanim to Avoda. Says the Gemara as follows, toward the bottom of the Yomid. The Kul Yamamiyas, Rashi already highlighted it, but let's see inside the Gemara. The Kul Yamamiyas, Shikar Asa Ben Siyas Kapayim. So we see from all everyone's opinion, I was discussing earlier the Inyanim that this Machok is about in a certain situation of a Mincha, but meanwhile, we know Shikar Asa Ben Siyas Kapayim and Ani Mili. Says the Gemara, interesting thing. The Gemara doesn't quote immediately the Makar that Rashi said. The Makar is because Hukash Lavoda. Amar Shubha Levi Shimbar Kapara. We know Shubha Levi was mamish the bridge between Tanayim and Amorayim, but Kapara was a contemporary of Rebbe, so we're talking very early, right? Mamish between Tanayim and Amorayim. Lama Nismacha Parshas Kohen Mivarech L'Parshas Nazir. We all know Parshas Naso, we had a couple of weeks ago in Kriyas HaTorah. We have the Parsha of Sota, followed by the parasha of Nazir, and Chazal asked, why does the Torah do that? Because Yazash Menayayin, if you see what happens to the Sota, and right after parasha of Nazir is Birchas Kohanim. So why does the Torah put Birchas Kohanim right after parasha of Nazir? It says, Meshubba Leibishma Kapara, Lomar, Man Nazir Asa B'Yayin, Afkon Mivarach Asa B'Yayin. To teach us the Isser of a Kohen, not to Duchen if he had Yayin. So it's based on Nazir. Okay, interesting. Maskif lor avua de Rabzera. Rabzera asked, Akash of Amulah, Shaya Bar Zavda asked, no, if this is what you're learning out, the Isser of Yayin from Nazir to Birchas Kohanim, Ima Nazir Asub Chartson, Av Koin Baruch Asub Chartson. Chartson is a machokis, whether it means either the peel or the pits, is a part of the grapes. It's a derivative of the grape. Not mamish the wine, that's the juice that comes out, but it's a part of the grape itself. Be it the peel, be it the zagin, the pit maybe. Uvaisa, a nazir can't have that either. Micharsanim the atzal lo yochid. So would we say that a kohen is even usher to have that? After all, you're equating it to nazir. That limit should tell me that too. In Hekesh L'Mechza, right? So the Gemara says, no, because I have another Yalfusa that's going to limit the Isser of Yayin, L'Kohen, L'Varech. Amav Yitzchak HaMakra, L'Shar Sol Varech B'Shmo. See, here, we now invoke that Hekesh that we began with when we discussed Amida, right? So the Pasuk says, L'Shar Sol Varech B'Shmo. But now we're using it in what direction? To say that the Isser is not going to extend to Chartza. Because we know that Avoda, you know, if Kohen has Chartzan, he can do Avoda. So Mam Mishore is Mutav Chartzan of Kohen Baruch, Mutav Chartzan. So we're using the Hekesh to Avoda to tell me, don't go as far as ushering for a Kohen Mevarech to have Charsa. Fek the Gemara, now you're quoting this Drasha Baruch Bishmo. Fek the Gemara, now another Indian. Ima Mishareis Bal Mumlo, Avkoim Mevarech Bal Mumlo. So maybe now we should argue that if there's a Hekesh to Avoda, that's where Charsan is Mutter, we should Aser a Kohen Bal Mum to do Avoda. And what's the Halacha? Only specific Mumin that will cause the that might cause a person to be Nasiach Das, let's say, those are the mumim that disqualify. A regular mumim that disqualifies by Avodah does not disqualify Birchkar. Those list in Parshas Emor, in Mishnah Bechoros, and why not say that it should be possible for a Baal mumim to do Nasiach Gapai? A Baal mumim can be cholik in the kutchen. They can eat the meat of the karbanos. They can't do Avodah. But they could do it. But why is that? You should make a hekish. The Gemara says, no, ha'iskish g'nazir. So now the nazir doesn't have any disqualification of a Baal mumim. It's only specific to a coin by Avodah. So now the Hekesh to Nazir becomes a basis to be Mako, not to Darshan, to Aser, about Mum to Avodah. Fek the Gemara. So it comes out like this. The Hekesh to Avodah is telling me that there's no Issur Charsan. Even I would have used the Hekesh to Nazir to Aser Charsan as well. The Hekesh to Avodah is going to tell me that about Mum the Hekesh to Nazir rather is going to tell me that about Mum is not disqualified, just like by Nazir, it's not, and don't learn that it should be possible just like Avodah. In fact, the Gemara, Umay Chazis, the Makshis Lukula, Hekesh Lukumra. So you use both of these Hekeshim to Nazir and to Avodah, Lishares, to limit the scope of an Isser. Why not, to the contrary, why not use each one to bring more of a chumrah? And aser balmum b'nasiyas kapayim based on avodah, and aser chartzan to a coin for birchas kohanim based on us. Instead, you're using a kum. So here you have very important words. There's a lot of ink spilled on these couple of words in the Gemara. Trust me. We won't be able to do it, but just to know, when you want to go to the next level on your own, just know this important Gemara. And for the Gemara, the words are even somewhat awkward, which allows some, like the Gemara Sarit, to think maybe it's a mistake in the Girsa. Asmachta ninu midrabanan ulukula. Usually you don't find the words being phrased that way. Usually you say, you know, midrabanan v'asmachta v'yalma. The words are, asmachta ninu midrabanan ulukula. So let's take the words as we have it. What does it mean? Asmachta ninu midrabanan ulukula. Sounds like the Gemara is saying that everything we've been discussing, be it the Hekesh to Nazir, where the Torah put Birchas Kohanim next to Nazir, be it the Hekesh to Shas Baruch B'Shmo, is not a genuine Hekesh. It's a Drabanan. Drabanan, so the Hekeshim go Lekula. You have to know, why would it be Drabanan? But that's as I state the Gemara, the Girsa that we have. I mean, Hekesh is one of the Midos to turn the Beshes behead. But the Maisa, that's the Lashon HaGemara. Asmachta ninu. So it comes out, why is a Shasui or a Shikur not allowed a Duchen according to this? Not Midrash. Rabbanan. And now if that's the case, Amida would only be a Pesul Rabbanan. It could be a Pesul. But it's not a real Hekesh. Just to give you a little bit of a pshat in the Gemara, just to read, Tosfos already elaborates. Umaychas is the akshes luku akish luchuma pirush. You don't have this by you, but I'm reading it from the Tosfos. Maychas is the makshes koin lenazir lohakel. Veloma kemoshe nazir avi balmum. Kemokin koin balmum kasher. So you use nazir as a hekish that balmum is kasher mitzvizkapayim. The akshes lemishareis, ma mishareis muta bechartson, av koin borach muta bechartson. Akshe luchumra, meaning pirush. The name of the commotion nazar asa b'chartzan af koin asa b'chartzan u'kmo koin mishoris asa b'amum af koin barach b'amum asa u'mishani asmachta v'chuli. The Gemara seems to say that it's really only an asmachta. These drashas are an asmachta, and therefore the surim are going to be when you speak hakeshim l'kula. Okay, so now that we have the background with the Gemara and Tainus, let's see more specifically the details of this halacha, for example, about a shikar or a shasui by Birchas Kohanim, and we'll see some other halachas. This is already, I'll give you a heads up on it now, the Taptosis on Chavzayin Amid Aleph is going to bring in this other inyan that we're going to get to as far as the disqualification of a Kohen Shehemir Daso. Comes in the Tosis on Chavzayin Amid Aleph. In other words, we know that the Kohanim who mishamesh for a Beis HaMikdash that was out of Yerushalayim, there was a Beis Hamikdash built in Alexandria, So the halacha has to, the question is whether they can serve afterwards. In Yerushalayim, we see a little bit about that afterwards. So how would that apply with Gabi Brechas Kohanim? Let's see now the Rambam on Shasri Vishika. The Rambam talks about different inyanim that are possible in Sis Kapayim. One of them is Yayin. So the Rambam in Perek Tezvav Halacha Dalet, Yayin Ketzad. So how much Yayin and how, under what circumstances does it disqualify? So, Misha Shasar Revias Yayin Bevas Achas. You have a Revias Yayin, whatever it is, 3.3 ounces, let's say, is Revias, and you drink it together, one gulp, without breaking it up. That's how much you imbibe at the same time. Eino Nosius Kapav. Ach Yosef Yeno Me Olav. Unless you have something that you do, whether it's a short nap or maybe a walk, something that fade. And the reason why a person who had a kohen who had this much yayin bevasachas can't duchin ufi shehuksha bracha lavoda. So the Rabbi brings not the hekesh to nazir, but like the Rashi, right? L'chara, maybe after the Gemara runs its course, maybe we can always go back. And from the Gemara here that we read, it sounded like the Isser is the smichas of Chuba Levi said was based on nazir. And how do you know that it's not going to be charsa? That's because of hekesh lavoda. But Rashi already earlier said that the fact that you can't have yayin is itself, but that's what the Rabbi says too. You can't have yayin, and the amounts are the amounts that would be significant when it comes to halacha of avoda. And we learn apsukim, this is in I think it's in Krisus, that there's only going to be an iser or yichiv misa, if it's bevas achas, revias yayin bevas achas. So the Rambam says that's the criteria for bichas kohanim. Shas revias yayin b'shtei pamim, let's say it was not once, you broke it up, or shenasan tocha mat mayim, so it's diluted, muta. There's no het iser to duchim. Moreover, mitshasa yosem revias, let's say the amount was more than 3.3 ounces, was more than revias, then apishayim mazuk, and even though it's shesal bekamapam, he says kapav shiyosef yen me'al. So all these conditions are specifically to the amount of revias. If exactly a revias, it's not the vasachas, right, or it's nasan tocha mayim, then would be muta. But more than that would still be a problem. Now, that's as far as Tzvis Kapayim. Let's see how this lines up with Hilchis Bias Migdash, which is the Inyan of Avoda. So Rambam writes over there as follows. Kol Kohen HaKashal Avoda, Kohen who's kosher in terms of his, doesn't have a mum and so on, Im Shasa Yayin, Asa Likadis Mem Mizbeach V'lufnim, he's not even allowed to enter from beyond the Mizbeach. That's called Min Ulam Ramizbeach, is already an Issa for the Rambam. This is based on the Mishnayos and Kalim, how certain areas are becoming more restricted zones based on their level of Kedusha. So this is an area called Min Ulam Ramizbeach, O Shaila, whether these in Yanam are Doraisa, Rabbanan, which might be Doraisa. It's not for us now, but Gemara Numa and the Daf Yomi we had a little while back, and the Rambam has a whole Inyan on this too. The Rambam just tells you, Asuli Karnis Mizbeach Lufnim, V'im Nichnas V'Ovad, if a person, a Kohen who had Yayin, did Avoda Sapsula, V'chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, Shnev V'lo Samusa. Pasuk there in Shemini, he says V'lo Samusa. So there's a consequence of Misa B'dei Shemayim. But when is this true? If he did Avoda, how much wine? V'hu Shashasa Revias Yayin, Chai, Undalud, Bevas Achas. Miyayin Sh'avru Lav Mem Yom. It wasn't Yayin Migita, it wasn't just newly pressed. It's 40 days, so it has a little bit of alcohol content now. That's when a revias yayin bevasachas after 40 days would be a liable for chiyav misa b'dei shemayim. However, im shasa pachas revias yayin, so it was less than revias, or shasa revias v'hipsikba, so it was not at one time. O mazga b'mayim was diluted. O shasa yayin migita, or it was newly pressed and it wasn't yet fermented enough. It was less than 40 days. Toch mem yom, even more than revias. All these cases patur. Vein machal avoda. Does the Rambam say it's mutter? No. But it's not going to have a chiyav misa, and it's not machal avoda. The Rambam continues. Shasa yesim revias minayayin. If it's more than revias, and even though it was mazuk, and even if it was mafsik, chayav misa posa, but then goes back to the same halacha as a revias yayin that was within those conditions and criteria that he mentioned. If it's more than revias, then it has the same problem of chiyav misa. Okay, the Rabbi Dafka argues, he says, Oposo Avoda, on the last case of the Rambam, Yosem Revias, but it was Mazug, the Rabbi didn't think that the Yechiv Misa, he felt that would only be an Asar. So that's the Machokas, but really that in. Now, another halach in the Rambam, in halach of days, that's also going to be something to think about when we carry over to Birchas Kohanim. and that is Shar Mashkin. So we saw that the criteria we got by Yayin, when it's a Chiyav Misa, when it's just going to be an Isser without a Chiyav Misa. Now, with regard to Shikor Mishar Mashkin HaMashakrin, beer, liquor, not wine, but Umaisa, you have, it's affecting your mind. Also, we cut it to Migdash, again, the Isser Knisa the Rambam has there as well, Ben Ulma Mizbeach, the Im Nichnas the Avad, if he did Avoda, Vahu Shikor Mishar Mashkin HaMashakrin, even if it be Min HaChalab, which could happen, I guess, fermented manazela, date, something with dates. Morris could also have it be fermented. It can cause a person's mind to get foggy. Hareza loke, it's a lav, so you get malchus. Vavodasuk sheira, but here there would be a chiyav misa. Says the Rambam, she'ein chayav in misa el al ayayin b'shas avoda, ve'im mechal avoda el shikar min ayayin. So it's clear when it comes to Hilchos Bias Mikdash that a chiyav misa b'dei shemayim is limited to yayin with those conditions that we mentioned with the revius yayin v'asachas undiluted and yayin that's 40 days old, and it would not apply if you didn't have those conditions met. And so to shamashakrin would only be a lav with malchus, but not chiyav misa. Let's talk about Nesias Kapayim now. Plug this into Nesias Kapayim. We have this halacha of a shikor, a shaseh, by Nesias Kapayim that we learn out even from Nazir or from Avoda. Avoda certainly creates some kind of a details within this. Karsan is not usher. Rashi uses the makor from Avoda. The Rambam does as well. So how does it carry over? Does it line up with the chiyav misa of Avoda? Does it line up with the iser by Avoda? Hilchas Nesias Kapayim Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed Ches Shaser Vias Yayin Mivas Achas Lo Yises Kapav. So we saw this in the Rambam. He's basically paraphrasing the Rambam. What did the Rambam say when it comes to Nesias Kapayim? Revias Yayin Mivas Achas B'Shnei Pa'amim or diluted Mutter Shaser Yosem Revias, even if it was diluted, even Kama Pa'amim Lo Yises Kapav Ashias Yayin Me'alav. So the Rambam seems to be lining up Nesias Kapayim with what? With the details of Avoda that will be subject to a Chiyav Misa. What's not stated in the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch is the din of Shar Mashkin. And we also have to know what does it all. Another question, and this could be Nogei Yayin or could be Nogei Shar Mashkin as well. What about looking at the Metzias of the person and how foggy they seem to be based on the effects of what they took? Maybe some people tolerate alcohol better than others. And we know there's halachas gabi tefillah, that we know there's a standard called Ein Yachalam Ufnei HaMelech. There's a standard called Shikrus of Shalot. The different halachas of Shikrus. Gabi, different halachas, gabi bechas hamazon, gabi tefillah. So here also, it's not a simple matter. There are numerous possibilities. So the Magen Avraham quotes Ben Yerucham that says the following. Shaila is, what is he discussing? It's a tumma, whether he means yayin, does he mean shamashakrin? The Beis Yosef took him to mean even by yayin, but some say maybe he didn't mean it by yayin. Maybe yayin he would agree that you don't need this darga. He says like this, shikar, again, doesn't tell you how shikar. Shikar from something, alcohol, right? Either wine or whatever. Davka gir shikusu shalot lo yisakapav. Adkan. It's a big kula. Ben Yeruchim says, Ben Yeruchim is the Talmud of the Rush, you know. So he's quoted by Beis Yosef a lot. And he says that the problem of Birchas Kohanim is only when you're the Madrega, which is a hardcore Madrega of Shikras. Shikras is Shalot. Lo yada b'shichba v'kuma. That's the Dargan Halacha. His mom is stone drunk, you can say. Now, Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi Yosef cholak olav. Now, again, he says, no, you don't need Shikras is Shalot. The psul is even less than that. Says the Magen Avraham, V'li nira div Rabbi Yerucham yibirum menachonim. I'll tell you why he's right. That the Gemara Yalfinan Mevarech Minazir Da Asvayayin. So the Gemara's Limud B'Shuba Levi B'Shuba Kapara was that why do we Aser? Why do we Paso Nesias Kapayim by a Kohen who had wine? So the Yafusa was Nazir. So no, if that's the case, in the Kain Shar Mashkin Mutar Mekimo B'Nazir. What's the Lacha? A Nazir is allowed to have liquor. Chiddush, see ya? Can have liquor. You always say, you know, wow, he's totally cold turkey, no. Yeah, he can have liquor. He can have alcohol. He just can't have wine. Nope. If that's the case, if the makor for the issa of a coin is from Nazir, and that's what you're going to use. That's pulling the weight, not the Hekesh to Avoda, which Asers, at least, if not a Chiv Misa, but Asers Shamashakrin, we have a Rebo, Yahim Veshechar, but it's Nazir, so then it should be a fine. So Elamai Shikusa Shalot, Shikusa Shalot, you're a Shota, you're part of Mitzvahs. Right, so he's assuming Rabbeinu Yerucham is discussing Shabbos Shachrin. The Gamma Rambam Kasa Vav Dvarim Onim Nesias Kapayim the Hayayim Shasar Vias Yayim. So the Magen Avraham is taking a very important stand here, that the whole Issur of Nesias Kapayim is going to be measured by when there's a Chi of Misa by Avoda. Continue with the Magen Avraham. The Af by Avoda Liyaka B'Sham Ashkin Misa Kmashkata Rambam, the Ram that we read before, that Shama Shakrin doesn't have a Chi of Misa. So when is there an Isser? Only Yayin, just like by Nazir. Where there's an Isser only on Yayin. Not Chartzah because of the Hekesh. The Hekesh tells you don't take it that far as Chartzah. V'imke b'nesiyas kapayim l'ake Yisur akal b'shar mashkin. Elamai, but what did Rabbi Yerucham say? Higia shikusa shalot go yisakapav. Yeah, you know why? Elam kain hu shikar kilot. Says the Magen Avraham, because you know what happens then? To us, patim, we call our mitzvahs. The shikus and shalot is equivalent of what we call shota. It's patim and mitzvahs. Of course, you're not going to do him because you can't do any mitzvah. Now, what is the darga when you look in the halachas of shikrus? It's got to be different in yonim. What's the darga of shikrus that wouldn't be shikus and shalot, but could disqualify the mashal for tefillah? What? Okay. Where was that? So what is that called? En yachol daber lifnei hamelech. So the question is, can you duchin if you had to be in a formal setting with a king, and you wouldn't be able to present yourself appropriately for such an occasion? That would be inappropriate for tefillah. What about the Nesias Kapayim? That's the question. Would that soul, that darga of shikras, that disqualifies the tefillah? Well, we'll see soon, Mishnah Berurah, about all this. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham is saying that it's mashma, based on, he likes Rabbeinu Yerucham, he agrees with him, he says, shikras is shalot, of course, then, of course, he can't do it, he's part of the mitzvahs. But if you're just on the level of mashma, feel any yachadav for the amech, v'asher yisakap of the low dami l'tefillah. That's the Magen Avraham. We don't apply that standard that would apply to tefillah, that any yachad of the Amelech cannot daven. That would not apply to what we discussed before Purim from Berachas Hamazon. I think that's what we discussed it. Berachas Hamazon, right? The whole shayla there. Okay. So this is interesting. So the Magen Avraham is, if I ask you the following question, we had two possible makoros. The question is how they work together. Obviously, in tandem. For what disqualifies a Kohen who drank wine from the Nesias Kapayim? One is the equation to Avoda, the other is the Leman from Nazir. Now we saw the Gemara uses the equation to Avoda to tell me that Charsin is Mutter. Rashi already used the equation to Avoda to tell you the Isser itself. So, another interesting litmus test that's going to come now in the Magen Avraham. We saw in the Rambam, Yayin Migito. It's within 40 days. It hasn't been that much that fermented. So that, we said, when it comes to Avoda, no problem, right? You can do Avoda. A Nazir, can he have Yayin Megito? Absolutely not. He can't Chartzan either. So what would you say, according to the Magen Avraham, what about a Kohen who had wine which is very, very, very light, very, you know, barely alcoholic, whatever. Talk about grape juice in a second. That's also a discussion. But Yayin Megito is wine, but it hasn't sufficiently fermented. Nearly, Dimshasa Yayin Megito Pasol. Pasol Tiskapayim. On the one hand, he's very mako by Shama Shakrin. Imagine that. According to the Magen Avraham, he had liquor, he had beer, he can't be davening melach, he can duchen. Mitzad Sheni, he has very, very new wine, newly pressed wine, Pasol. Dabinazir Usr. Ubavodinami Usr. Interesting. He throws that in. Not going to be Chiyu Misa, but Avodinami Usr. L'chein lo eskiu Rambam kan. The poskim are done based on this Magen Avraham. What would you say about grape juice? Well, Maisa, it came out everybody, I think. there was some discussion of Yemen Zilber, I think, as Nidberu, in one place he thinks maybe it's be Asa, but then he was Choser. I think Rabbi Yashiv said Mefurish, it would not Asa, because it's mamish nothing. But it could be Rabbi Yashiv Mishitasa, he thought Yemek HaShahakal on Gracious. It could be it's not a Raya. Shai was those who treat it as wine. It'd be interesting to be Mavari this more carefully. Those who Taka treat it as wine in every respect, for Kosos, for Kiddush, would be a Makom to be Machmir based on Nazir, I guess. We're going to use Nazir as the Makar, and Yayin Begito, according to Magan Abraham, Asir's Sias Kapayim. Could one argue that grape juice to be the same thing? Maisa, the postgame, I think I'm pretty much make on this. But Lamaisa, Magan Abraham has the Chumra of Yayin Begito, but he clearly is Makal by Shah Meshakrin, Lugabe Sias Kapayim. The Taz is the one who has the Chumra. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring both Shitas in a minute. Let's take a look at the Taz. The Taz quotes this halacha. The base pa'amim and so on. Kasa base Yosef. So he quotes, the base Yosef says, the hadi iskish, why do we say that we can be lenient in certain situations, ben siyas kapayim? So he quotes what we have in the Gemara Chav Zayin, but it's interesting, the Taz is mis'alim from the Gemara. It's a very strange thing, this Taz. He basically, the hadi iskish, bracha lavoda smachta bi'almihi. V'dayenu, dayenu shabishim, no nesa lisa kapa b'makam shem nechza mikdash chayev. So the Beis Yosef goes on record and says, what we do is we align the Issa Nesias Kapayim with the Chiyav Misa of Avoda. Why? After all, because it's only an Asmachta, and because an Asmachta, so we don't take it as far as equating it to the Isser for Avoda, we equate it with the Chiyav Misa of the Shemaim of Avoda. Mashma, Delinin Avoda, Igisur Bezev. Chen Katsa Bekesa Mishnah, Helchus Bias Migdash, that at which the Rambam says, Shasa Bias Bebeis Pa'amim Patur, so if you drink the Revius Yayin in two, more than one gulp, two base palmim, it's still Aser, just not Achiyam Misa. In fact, the Taz, if that's true, that it's still Aser, the base palmim, how can you matab on the Sias Kapayim? I don't get it. The Tamor Ma'od, the Imkim, the Nalei L'Rambam, the Bahogo Yiskish Bracha L'Sheiris. How does the Rambam know that we don't equate Bracha L'Sheiris on the level of the Iser? The Lomar to say Shek is the in Alas Machta? What do you mean? I go Hekeshu Echad Miyukam Midas Return Veshes Behem. And here everyone is jumping on the next line of the Taz. Mamish the Taz didn't forget a Gemara. The Lom Nimsa be Gemara Remes Shia Hekeshu Echad Machta. Wow, really? I thought I had a Gemara in Tanya's Chazay. Yeah, well, he thinks that the Girsa is corrupted because of the language. It's awkward language. The way it's put. Asmachta nino mit rabbanan ulakula. It could be, remember, when Stami quotes the Taz also, he has other rites also. So he writes, it was very on Titus, at the Shagasari. He thinks that this Girsa was not correct. Amish, the Taz is, forget a Gemara, hard to imagine. V'adarabba, but here he has a point though. V'adarabba, Hatosus perik elu namarin. We started with this Tosus toward the beginning of this year. What did Tosus say? Dimnasa kapa v'yeshiva. What did Tosus say when we mentioned the Gemara Ba'amida? That was one halacha, that it needs to be Ba'amida, just like Lamud Yisharis. So what did Tosus say there? Im nasa kapa v'yeshiva tzorech lakzo v'arech mikoach hekesh la'avoda. Right? Because we know Ba'avoda, it's pasul, it's machal avoda. So too, b'diyevet, it's ma'akev by Nesias Kapayim, you can't do Nesias Kapayim v'yeshiva. I don't understand. Why is Tosus so sure about that? The ilah avi rak asmachta. If the whole heck is to avod is asmachta, then lahoya lahotzi shem shemayim levatala. What does he mean here? In other words, to repeat it, to duchen again, means you're saying Hashem Hashem, nu bracha sheket shana. That's what he means, the bracha bichas hamitzvah. Could be uyotse the first time, be yeshiva. I mean, because it's only Bidaraisa, there's no Hekesh, right? That's what he's trying to say. Bidaraisa, yeshiva would be Kush. Interesting. Bidaraisa, there's no Hekesh, it's only Drabbana. Hekesh, what is Drabbana? Drabbana, you yodse, be yeshiva. Bidaraisa, you should be yeshiva. You yodse. So now, because Drabbana said you're not supposed to do it, be yeshiva, so he did it, be yeshiva, so what? Because by Avoda, it's Machal Avoda. So now we're going to carry it over and say, redo duchening and make a new brichas mitzvah with a new shem Hashem? Haytache? Midaraisa, you had a perfect Nesias Kapayim. Because there was no makar midaraisa to disqualify Because true, by avoda there's a din of amida, but there's no hekesh midaraisa. It's only nasmachta. That's the Taz Taina. So how could Tosus say definitively that you have to redo it? You'll be Moshe Shem Shem Vatala. You can say a new bracha, vichas, a mitzvah, midaraisa, you yod say the mitzvah in. Who says it's a new tzibur? Tzibur, maybe we could taina. But you're doing it again for the, right then and there, you do it again, the amida. What are you? So again, the Taz doesn't understand how it can be viewed as nasmachta. And again, we have to know Pasha Pshat. Tosus does seem to assume it's a regular hekesh. Okay, anyone hears daiti? So the Taz pushes back very much strongly. The gam gabi avoda muter bezeh. He means to say, in order to allow that you can do nesias kapayim, if it's not the pamachas, if it's based for amim, it must mean that by avoda is also okay. The Ram didn't mean to suggest only it's not a chiyav misa, but there'll be an issa. Can't be. If there's an issa, there will be also an issa kapayim as well. So it must be by avoda also muter. V'chei kasa v'kesa mishta g'shim shu v'sarashba. So he wants to say, Eina b'misa v'lo b'azhara. Elim ken shasmen revirus v'lo yafzik bo. That's what he brings from the Kesef Mishnah, that there's a sad that maybe it's muter b'avoda too, l'chatchila, if it was not in one time. Mishum hachi muter gam kan b'duchem. Says the Taz, if that's the case, I have a chumah coming out of this. If the only reason why the base pa'amim is muter b'yayim is because it was muter b'avoda, but were to be asa b'avoda, be asa b'siyas kapayim, so then what would be b'sham b'shakrin? Sham b'shakrin b'avoda, it's not the misa, but for sure there's an issa. There's a riboy. The Gemara goes out of a riboy a pasuk that shem shakrin is aser chatchila. The raisa says the Taz. If I'm equating it to avoda on the level of issa, not like the Beis Yosef said only on what is going to be chiyav misa. V'alkin nevaro shem shasa shar davar meshaker. Afal gam the gavi avoda in chayav misa. Much because the Ram Perek Aleph the Mikdash pias Mikdash ain chayav misa el davka biyayin avol shem imid meshaker go nevaro is a loke. The Ram says it's loke avoda ksheira. Why came it now is another question. So now the Taz's shita, which we might be machmir for, that a kohen who had a little schnapps would also not allow the duchen. How much? By yayin, we said the shir was a revis. Now, what's the shir by schnapps? 1 ounce. The shnat glasses are not a revius. These are 3 ounces or so. How much? Is it telling what normally would affect you? Is it the same amount as revius? The Taz says, Kevin she'imbeza shir mefurash k'mo she'yesh b'yayin. The Taz assumes that that there's an iser by shamashak and siska, but how much? We don't know. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. Therefore, it says, the Taz a chumra. Also, come lishdos klal midah the meshaker come to his kapayim. Anything. Wow, the kohen had a tiny bit of alcohol of liquor, he can't duchen. Afal gav del pirsha beis Yosef leiske shel b'midah dechayev gabi avoda. But I disagree. I disagree with beis Yosef. He took on the beis Yosef. The standard is not the chiyav misa avoda that carries over to the isn't his kapayim. The standard is whatever is usher by avoda. The Mishnah Berurah is going to bring these various shitas. It's interesting to wonder, according to the Taz, what would be Yayin Megito? The Magen Avraham, on the one hand, was Mekel in certain respects, like Shamash Shakrin, the Magen Avraham thought was Mutter. But Yayin Megito, he went with Nazir. The Taz is Machmir on Shamash Shakrin. What about Yayin Megito? Would he say that would be Mutter? Because he's going with Avoda? Unclear. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah has a couple of things to say here. The Gishmak, you see first the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, then you see Mishnah Berurah has a different time to it. A couple of Mishnah Berurahs to look at. First of all, in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, and then we look at Hilchos Tefillah, where he references Nesias Kapayim as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin B'Simon Tzadi Tes, he references Hilchos Tefillah, B'Sharaf Gam Kan, which we're going to read in a minute. The Kozeh, this is actually Yasser Siyayin Omeyal, Kozeh Linyin Yai. Avo b'sham mashkin ha-meshakrin. So nisi hilchus nisiyas kapayim, sham mashkin. Kosev ha-magin avrom, demuta lisa kapav, afilu nishtaker, at she'en yochadav v'nei ha-melech. The b'kai gavna, the tefila kai gavna, tefila sa toeva, as we see in Simon Tzadi Tes. So you couldn't speak before a king, you couldn't daven, nisiyas kapayim, muter, im lo she'egiya, l'shikusa shalot, da'os kisholti yichashev, v'chein kosev b'sif mati Yehuda. So according to the Magen Avraham, Sham Meshakrin, a person is mumbling, But somehow they'll get out the Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. But they can't speak in a diplomatic way. They don't have that presence of mind. Mutter Yisakapov. Habi Achronim Chokin Ozeh. The Sovin, the Gam B'Shamashkin, the Koshin Ishtakin, Ben Ashin Yochadav Niamnelch, in the Sakapov. Okay? That's one Indian. So he brings both Shitas. The Yayin Migito, freshly pressed wine, Das Magin Avram, Lesser Ben Yisrael's Kapayim, the Kam Achronim Chokin Olav, Kevish Inim Ishakin. That's Hilchus Asiyas Kapayim. Now, the other Mishtabura is in Hilchus Tefillah. There it says, Shasa Yayin, Venere. What about Shama Shakin Olgabit Tefillah? So he says, there I would argue, even the Magen Avraham would agree, Gavit Fila, that if you had liquor, not wine, would also make it this. Let's see. Now, the Taz said that there even the smallest amount, correct. But now, what does Mishnah mean over here? V'afilu das ha-Magen Avraham sham, in Kuf Chav Ches, the make of the Nesiyas Kapayim, Mestava the tefillah chamira va'aser k'mo b'yayin k'en kasu l'sefi mogin giborim. Now, ufidas ataz l'kaman hanal lo b'in b'sham mashkin shiravias ayin sham. So according to the Taz, the psul for sham mashakim and siskabayim is any amount, because it doesn't say the amount, anything. V'li niret, says the Mishtabura, to mikomok b'in shiyibok tegel shaker b'rivias yayin. So the answer is, he would say, whatever Revius Yayin can do, I think it doesn't mean a Revius Mamash. It means whatever be the equivalent. That's what I think he means. Maybe I'm wrong. That's how I read it. That, in other words, maybe a 1 ounce shot glass that people make Kiddush on, that would be equivalent to Revius Yayin of Yayin. So that would be the asking for Tefillah. That's what I think he means. Okay, I'll call upon him. Until now, before we go on to another Indian, we've got one last Mar Makom. It's very interesting. Chayra, we took for granted that the shiur for Yayin is a revius. And that's because we keep pushing the connection to Avoda. But don't forget, the Gemara had, at face value, the Makar was Nazir. Right? And that's why the Magen Avraham asked even Yayin Migita based on that. So the Avoda, the Heksha Avoda told me, don't go as far as Charsan. The Ritva says a very interesting Chiddush. He says, the Gemara says, "Mimincha shchicha shikras." That's the subject there earlier in the Amud. "Mimincha shchicha shikras." So he asked the Kasha of the Gemara on Shabbos that a person, that Gemara's mashma, that the mincha lo shchicha shikras. That's the mashma shmosin Gemara daf yod in Shabbos. Yeshuama del Kasha, the shikras kol kachshe he asel espalel gabi etzrog gabi tefila lo shchiach. Avo shikras ma'at, but a small level of shikras. Okay, but what would that mean? She koin mevarech afilu kisheshasa pachas merevius pasol da iskesh lekoin mesharis kedu kamon. Interesting. So first of all, koin da iskesh koin iskesh lekoin mesharis. What iskesh lekoin mesharis? I think he means. What does he mean? He means nazir. No. Where's he getting from? Why would it be Asa Ibn Pachas Merviyas? Unless he means because of the Isser by Avoda. Pachas Merviyas. Is there an Isser? I think he means because of Nazir. Although the Lashna, Iskish Koin Mishares, he means Iskish Le Koin Mishares, meaning Nazir is Iskish Le Koin Mishares. Maybe that, why does he have to say Koin Mishares? I don't know. But Lumaisa, the Ritva does seem to say, maybe you have to look at the new Ritva and see if there might be anything, but the Ritva seems to say, if I'm reading it correctly, Chore even Shas Bach's Mirvias. Okay. That's one Inyan that we talked about vis-a-vis Avoda and Asiyas Kapayim and interesting nuances in terms of Shamash Shakrin and other details. The other Inyan is what Tosus brought up. I mentioned it Bekitsa earlier. Tosus brings it up in Tainus over there on Chav Zayin. That is based on a Mishnah in Menachos, the end of Menachos, that there was a temple that was built in Mitzrayim, in Alexandria of Mitzrayim, a whole story there, a very interesting historical Indian. Shimon HaTzadik had two sons, and anyway, one of them ended up going to Alexandria and building a parallel Migdash, and they had a whole system of karbanos, they were shchut echutz, and they were people who were serving there as Kohanim. And the question is, now they want to do tshuva, I guess. And they want to do avodah and make some mikdash in Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, that was the name of the that temple, Beis Chonio. You're not allowed to let them do avodah in Beis HaMikdash. They ain't sarachomet of acher, meaning if they did avodah for avodah zara. In other words, Beis Chonio was at least on some level Hashemayim. It just was, it was not kahalacha. But if a person was mishamish for as a komer avodah zara, they certainly can't do avodah Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar pasuk in Melachim, ach lo yalu konei abamos mizbech Hashem b'Yerushalayim, kim ochu matzos pesoch acheyem. And therefore, the halacha for these kohanim is they have the status of balei mumin, which means chokin va'ochin v'lo makrivin. They can partake of the basar of the bsar hakavanos, but they don't. They're not makrivin. Now, interesting question as follows: Gabi Dochinik. Tosus brings Sefer Azayir. I'm not sure exactly. I have a chance to be ma'ayin who this is. The Sefer Azayir. Can take a look at it, look into it. Tosus quotes the Sefer Kasuv. It's not the Zohar. That much I can tell you. Okay, Kasuv, Kohen Shehemer Daso, Kohen Rachmanu Litzlan, who converted to another faith. And now again, he comes back to Judaism. Lo Yisus Kapav, he's not allowed to duchen. Lo Yikra Rishon, he shouldn't get Kohen anymore. Tichsibi Kidashto, Vahu Achle Kedushase. He was Machalos Kedusha by what he did. Vahabdule Rabbanim Maila, Nedar Kishalom, the Chacham gave the Kohen a Maila to get first Aliyah. That's a normal Kohen, but this Kohen forfeited his privilege. V'hai came in the itchi. Once he's been pushed aside, he went off, and he can't therefore come back and get that privilege anymore. So he can't duchen, and he can't get kohen. Where is the Sefer Zohar? No, this from the Mishnah here in Menachos. Get it? Not the kohen sheshim shvischonyo lo yisham to mikdash b'shalayim. This is what the Sefer Zohar says. However, not everyone agrees. V'rashi pirish the kasha. Interesting. Rashi says it's okay. Bezelishono. It says in the Mishnah, Harehen kebali mumin, right? At the same time that it says they shouldn't be mishamesh, it says they have a status of bali mumin. Says Rashi, interesting. Tosus is quoting, Mehacha nafgalon, from here we can now derive the Kohen Shehemer Daso, v'chaza b'tshuva, kosher l'duchan. The Kohen Nebuch, he accepted another religion, now he's chaza b'tshuva, he can duchan. Why? Because after all, what did the Mishnah say? This situation of a kohen who accepted another faith, they have a din of a balei mum. They can partake of the karbanos. What's the din of a balei mum? The Gemara Mefurash and Tainis, right? That we have the Hekesh the Nazir. What does Hekesh the Nazir tell us? The balei mumin are kosher and sis kapayim. So if the balei mum is kosher and sis kapayim, then he can be a balei mum. He can so duche. It's a question. Elim Hayalah, the only problem, of course, is those specific mumin mentioned in Mishnah Megillah. Elim Hayalah mum, the Yadav, Kiramin, the Megillah, the Chavdal, Misham is Taklin Bo. So Rashi says, unlike the Sefer Zahir, that a Kohen Shehemer Das Machasa B'Tshuva is allowed to duchen just like a Baal Mum can duchen. Vesu, Hadik Tani Lo Yisham Tim Migdash B'Yushalayim, Ulachi Yitzrach B'Yushalayim, Lashmina, Divnova Givon, Hayimutar Lishamish. In other words, we know there were different kufos. From the time the Kaiser entered Israel, they were in Gilgal with the Mishkan for 14 years. Then they went to Shiloh, that had a real structure that was 369 years. And then you had Nova Givon, a combination of 52 years. Nova was destroyed by Shaul HaMelech, and then they had Givon, which is a Bama Gedola. And then you had, of course, Yerushalayim. And different kufos had different halachas as far as Isur Bamos and so on, Mishnah at the end of Zvachim. Tosus is Nadaik from the Mishnah. That they could be Mishamesh in Nova Givon, but not in Yerushalayim. So, Koshkim is Manazesh, Ein Sheres, Ein Mikdash, the Vadi Kasha Leduchan. You know, if Nova Givon is not a barrier for them to Avoda, then Sis Kapayim should be anywhere in Nova Givon. They just can't serve in Yerushalayim based on Mikdash. But Sis Kapayim is Logara from Nova Givon. That's his argument. I don't know exactly the Chesh, but Nova Givon was obviously before the period of Chonyo. So unless he means the paradigm of Beis Chonyo, in other words, the equivalent of it, the Kohanim, whom is Sharis Avodah Zarah, Apostle Yerushalayim. But in a Tekuf of Nova Givon, they could do Avodah. So Tosu says, so therefore, as far as we're concerned, we should be mad to them to do Duchening. That's another Raya. V'su aminan, the Gemara in Tainus, so he began with, ima m'sharis ba'umum lo, afim barach ba'umum lo, tamra m'sharis. Now here, it's interesting. Here, sound, remember I asked before, is there another girsa? Like the Tashfag got a Gemara, and what about the Lashna Gemara? Tosus quotes a Gemara in Tainus, but it's not what we have in the Gemara. See, this is the indication, I think that in some of the Gemara, you must quote this also, forget, but listen to Tosus Lashon, or he's quoting Rashi, maybe, he's quoting Rashi, but listen to this Lashon. It says in Martinus, Ima Mishar Bal Mumlo, Barach Bal Mumlo. So what do we have in our Gemara? Back to Tainus, what do we have in our Gemara? Ha'iskish Gnazir. U'maychaz is Makshas Kuakish Chumra. So what do we have in the Teretz of the Gemara? Asmachti with Rabbanu Ukula. What did Tosus have? What did Rashi have in the Gemara? Ima Mishra's Bamulah from Baruch Bamulah. Talmud, then maybe we should use the Hekish Tavoda to what? To disqualify Bamum. So what did the Gemara say by us? No, that's what Nazir does for us. Nazir is Matir Bamum. What did Rashi have the Girsa? Tamulah Malamu Dishares. Lamida Yikashti V'lo Davachim. Interesting. Again, the implications of this I'm not drawing yet. Because Lumaisa, it could be that it's only Drabbanan for other things. But at least it takes care of the kasha of the Taz on Tosus. That Tosus said ba'avoda, ba'amida is possible. Yeah, but I is making a bracha v'atala. If he does it again, the Raisa, it should have been kasha ba'amida b'yeshiva. No. The Gemara says, ba'amida is a smach. It's not a smach. It's a real drasha. In other words, it could be like this. This girsa, what it does is it helps us a little bit to answer the Taz's kasha. If to be the girsa that we have is nasnach, that means even for Amida it's nasnach. So then, Taz had a time, Hakato says he has to repeat duchening, he's making bracha v'atal. Midaraisa was kasha the first time, yeshiva. Because midaraisa there was no hekish. But according to this girsa, lamud l'shares, l'amida hi kashtiv. The hekish had to do with Amida. Lamud l'shares, and then b'shem Hashem, so it allows us to pull over that din of Amida for the Hekesh. That's a Doraisa. Either way, this is back to our Indian, a Balmum should be able to do a Nidochening, and so too a Kohen Shehemir. Let's see what the Ram has to say about this. So this was a long Tosis, right, about this Indian. What does the Ram say about this? So one of the things that Ram lists, he organizes the different psulim, he says Yayin, Aveira. Aveira Ketzat. So this is an Indian that I'm debating whether to have a shir on. We could maybe do a shir on this. We'll see. This is maybe I'll do it after Nesias. If we do it, we'll do it after Nesias Kapayim because it's connected to the hands. So we'll see if we do a shir on this. I'll have to do Nesias Kapayim first. Kohen Sharog is a Nefesh. Says the Rambam. This is just to hold on to whether we do it or not. Remember, this is an Indian by itself. Kohen who killed Nebuch. Committed murder. Even though he did Shuva, the Rambam holds. An interesting condition. Even though tshuva, your hands are filled with blood, and when you spread your hands, so this has to do with the fact that your hands were used for a act of murder. Idea possibly you can't duchen of Kohen Nebuch committed murder with his hands. Cannot duchen with his hands. Okay, that's one in you. That's one there. That's part one of the level. But we want is the next part. The Kohen sha'odav is kachavim. Bain ba'ones, the Ram is very harsh here. Ba'ones. B'shkoga. Acha pisha asa tshuva. Ein anosi is kapa b'liolam. Shenem acha yalo konemot. So the Rambam is going on which side of what we saw in Tosus? Who is he siding with? We had the Rashi, was Mekel. We had the Sefer Zoyer quoted in Tosus. Right? The Rambam is machmir, but not only is he machmir, he makes it clear, even ba'ones, even b'shkoga. But the Rambam gives more of a hesber. The Mishnah quoted what? Quoted the pasuk of Avoda. But the Rambam said, and that's exactly what we have in Nesias Kapayim, the same halacha. Ubracha, meaning duchening, kavodi, shnemar, l'shar so barach b'shmo. The Rambam took that heading of our shir, l'shar so barach b'shmo. There's no Gemara Mefureshes on this. This is the Rambam. The Gemara Shos Mashmo is discussing what Indian? Where did the Gemara use that drasha? Gabi what? Amida. Right? And in the Gemara here, that Charsin is Mutter. But maybe after that Gemara runs its course, maybe also to Asu Yayin. Instead of using Nazir, we can use that. But not even Mefuresh in the Gemara. The Rambam is using the Shos Mashmo taking the Mishnah in Menachos, and therefore Kohen Shehemer does so Chazav b'Tshuva. It was b'Shogi ba'Ones Zel. It's the same as Avoda. Shenemar was the Rebbe Shmo. M'chein Kohen Shehemer la'akom b'Pishachazav ain't unless it's kapam le'olam. L'maisa, both sheetahs are born in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim. Kuf Chavches Sifra Mitzayim. Mumar la'avoda salilim. Now, of course, he's doing tshuva. Lo yisus kapav, the yesh omrim, shim na'asa tshuva, no se kapav. So here you have both shitas quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah adds the chen ikr. The Machaber brought both shitas. The Ramah wants you to know that that we have to hold like those who are matir in masa tshuva. Now, here already, he's going on a limb, because the Rambam said, even ba'onis. But the Machaber was machri, not like the Rambam. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this, and we're trying to do shortcuts, because otherwise it becomes a sugya for a couple of days, but for our purposes, just to get a flavor. Mumar v'nezar, ben b'shogi, ben b'mezer, if you want to tshuva, di'alfina me'avoda, shu pasala, u'desib le'yal, k'ani ha'bomas, m'tzmash v'shalayim. Now, Mishnah Berurah has the following. Im iftiach lohamir, the chazar. Let's say he didn't actually do it. He just gave his word that he was going to Nebuch. Historically, these things occurred, unfortunately. Jews were pressured, you know, persecuted, and under religious persecution. So they gave the word. It's going to give him a Meranos. It's supposed to have been a very interesting Indian, but a Meranos. In other words, a Kohen. There were Kohanim, of course, that were included. And they went underground, and on the surface they were. Yeah. So then they gave their word. The chazar lo nifsal kuliyama. Another point, Mr. Buddha says, what about Islam versus Christianity? Is there a nafkamina? Because they're monotheistic. The Trinity is a chara, not monotheistic. But Islam is. Because v'achronim, dafil mehem l'das yishme'elim, she'enim amda b'dazara, v'lochi nikra mumar b'lo yisakapab. Okay, so even Islam. V'chein imum mumar l'chal shabbat v'prahesia, this is already a controversial somewhat, because its extent that what do you call the farhesia and so on. So this array is not mentioned before in the Rambam. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. There's a lot of tshuvas on this line. It says that also mumachal shav farhesia rabbilim lo yisakapav. Okay. L'chayra, first glance, it makes sense. It's gaik avodah zarah. Okay. But the maisa, you know, again, you have situations like this where, I mean, Loyaleno, you had people who were Mechal Shabbos, but they went to their Hashkama Minyan, you know, in days in America, you had this, you know, that was Hashkama Minyan originally, that was part of what it was designed for. They still had a certain connection to Shul, but they had the Docha Kaparnasa. Bumai said that everyone knew they were Mechal Shabbos, they'd go to work afterwards, so what they would do in. Yeah, so it's an Indian. Okay. Because basically, other averus, to the contrary, a kohen should say, "Who am I to give the bracha?" These certain averus are specific; they pass. Yesh omrasa tshuva. Tshuva even helps for b'mezid. Yes, according to this shita of asa tshuva, even if it was b'mezid. Now, what does it say at the end? The divi hako. What does the machabe say? If it was ba'ones, then the divi hako, then it would be mutter to be nosikapav. The Af, the Barambam, Shu Baldei Rishonah. So here the Mishnah points out something is inconsistent here. You're bringing two shitas, right? The first shita is the Rambam. The Rambam says Mefurish even Ba'onis. But then after you quote both shitas, it's Ba'onis Divihaka. What's going on? I, the Rambam, was Baldei Rishonah, Kasbehadi, the Af, Ba'onis, Lo Yisakapa. So he tries to say in a Yishuv here. Hacha Mairi, the Lo Avda Dain. So he wants to be Miyashiv. This is from some of the Achronim that want to say this, that it says, okay, that it's talking below of the Adayin, Rak Shehemer does so, meaning Shahod al-Vadazar, Bekibbo Beloa. See, he gave his word, he accepted, but he didn't do a mode of worship. He just was Mekabel that. But after Gamzeh, who came with a mamish, like I'm Chiyam Misa, the Mezid, as far as Chiyam Misa, a person is Mekabel that deity as an Avodazara, that's already a capital crime. But in honest, if that was done by honest, he wants to make this work with the Rambam too. If we can learn that we're talking here not about a one who did the avoda, just was mekabe baloa, and it was only by honest, that would be different. Let's try to just end with a few other quick marmakomos on this inyan of connecting to Avoda, again, the Shas Avarach Bishmo. So we discussed Amida. Just remember what we went over. We went over Amida, that was in Tosis and the Gemara. We went over the Inyan of Shasui and the Gedarim there, of Yain, Shamashakri, and the standards of that. Then we went over the Inyan of Kohen Shehim Radasso, based on the Mishnah at the end of Menachis, and how it went in parallels with Tziskapayim and Big Machokas, and we saw the difference between this and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Rambam has a few things also that that are relevant, and one other one is here, the Rambam, as far as how, this again, a topic we're not going to be able to do in its own right, but the din is a kohen has to be noto yadav for duchening. So, a kohen has to be noto yadav. So, just give me 1 second, I'll just... So, kohen has to be noto yadav in order to duchen. So, there are a lot of details about this, whether he can rely on the morning or not, but we know that kohenim wash their hands. How far do you have to wash? Knuckles? Wrist? And what is it based on? So the Rambam says, Tumas Haidayim, another halacha that disqualifies, Keitzad, Kohen Shekohen Yata Yadav, Yisus Kapav. Ela, Notos Yadav, Adaperek. Adaperek is the wrist. And the Rambam says, how do I know Adaperek? 3 words the Rambam adds. Kederach Shemekachin La'avoda, Kiddushtayim Bragayim. Yadayim is till the wrist. Some say actually it means even the elbow, so it's interesting. I don't know anyone who does that from Sisko Pine. It's a whole shayla exactly what perek it means. It can be the wrist, it can be the elbow. So whatever it is for Avoda, that's what it is Sisko Pine. Again, I don't think anyone does today elbow from Sisko Pine.
They have to wash their feet.
That's a different halacha, the din is, the Gemara learns out, there's a din to do, Yadayim should be tahoros. It's only didn't buy a dime, but when you're doing it, how you do it the same part as one last Inyan, which is also very interesting in terms of the Lashos of Aruch Bishmo, and that is Nesiyas Kapayim Balayla. When is it Nogeya? For Ashkenazim, not really, because we don't duchen except a Musaf. Even on Yom Kippur, we out of Eretz Yisrael and not duchening, but it's Nogeya in Eretz Yisrael, of course, and Nogeya for Sephardim. Because the din is that you do Nesiyas Kapayim and Ne'ilah based on the Mishnah in Tainus, right? So the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that way Nesiyas Kapayim ben Ne'ilah. The Ramare says the Minig is not to, so that's why we only do Musaf. But Lamaisa, there's another caveat, because after all, Ne'ilah is when the day is soon ending, and by the time you get to Nesiyas Kapayim, which is Chazar Sashatz, it's already been Ashmashus, maybe it's already Laila, and what's the issue? The issue is the avoda and Beis Hamikdash has to be bayom. Avoda is only bayom. That's clear. The karbanos is coming from bayom. What's hekdash chalom beivarim is a special inyan that's balayla, but the avodas are karbanos is bayom. So nesiyas kapayin balayla could be a problem in terms of lahashar so barach bishmo. That's what's brought in over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this that we duchen at night, this we duchen at Ne'ilah rather, hainelim hu adayin yom, avum kfar chashecha, enosin kapayim, v'iskash nesiyas kapayim, v'avoda, v'chsev v'shos v'arach v'shmo, v'avoda hidavka v'yom, v'chein, em asman kotzer, this comes up in Eretz Yisrael all the time, what do? You try to work it out. Yom ro piyutim achar tefila, that you can get to nesiyas kapayim, and then after you finish that, then you can add all the piyutim of Kel Melech and whatever else, because you want to be able to duchen by day. Sharat Siyun, has an interesting discussion of Ben Ashmashis. Interesting. A whole arichas here. So if it's Ben Ashmashis, Sarach Iyum. Because Gachayra is Kishkasherus. Ubi Sherus be'ina dafka yom barur, says a prima garden. So Ben Ashmashis shouldn't work. V'inea dua, but then we always have to know that there's Rabbeinu Tam Shkia. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you get a lot more time that could count for day. So can we use that as a sniff to justify doing Nesiyas Kapayim would be called Ben Ashmashis for Ben Otam, it's still Vada Yom. Yet you do it, she has Trey Ben Ashmashis, Echa Ben Ashmashis, Rav Yehuda, Echa Ben Ashmashis, Rav Yossi, and Hidan Machmir Menot, Rav Yehuda, and Shabbos Yom Tavarim, Efshet the Bezeh, Yesh Belav Achel, so you have that, plus you have Rabbein Otam, Besiyato, the Adl Erech, Chatsi Shal Kom, Tzitzik Kol Chav, on the Chosh Mosul Yom. So therefore, if you say that according to Rabbein Otam, until 50 minutes before Teis is considered yom, after the Yeshua Kohen Sis Kapayim, the Chenachshavin al Yom Koshi Yeshadan Chatzin Shah Kohen Sis Kacham, it's Sarach Iyun. But this is again one last interesting halacha of Sis Kapayim that's again under this umbrella that we used for the Shir of Lishas Avarach Bishmo. Give each of these in Yanim, of course, if you really wanted to learn it well, you would want to go through the specifics, and it's obviously a lot to look at each Sif and Shulchan Aruch, but for our purpose is just to get the Inyan, so that was what we wanted to do. So, Mr. Shem, we'll see tomorrow. Maybe we'll do Nesiyas Kapayim. I want to do that. I want to do the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. Then we'll see for next week. I want to do Shemir Ka'on. That's an exciting topic. That's for you to use for your CSY call. It'll be very good. See, maybe I want to do the Seder integrated within the davening, just to show you the Gemaras that talk about each part of the Seder Kapayim as it plays out. Maybe a Thomas Chalomos will do a Shiran. You know, the Rabbonu Shalom. We'll see. We have to do that in the next week. We'll figure out how to bring it in. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Shukran.
Yoni, good to see you. Okay.